You're listening to SBS News.
Independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie has delivered the federal government a Christmas gift it's wanted since March. Senator Lambie sided with the coalition in the Senate to repeal the Medivac laws, which make it easier for asylum seekers held offshore to get medical treatment in Australia. Though an emotional Senator Lambie wouldn't reveal why she supported the deal.
I'm not being coy or silly when I say I generally can't say what I proposed. I know that's frustrating to people, and I get that. I don't like holding things back like this, but when I say I can't discuss it publicly due to national security concerns, I am being 100% honest to you. My hand is on my heart.
The government has denied a deal was reached to secure Senator Lambie's deciding vote. Senate leader Matthias Cormann.
Let me just make the most important point right up front. There is no secret deal. Let me repeat that again. There is no secret deal. There is no secret. The Australian people know extremely well the work that we have done to strengthen our border protection arrangements.
The original proponents of Medibank, including Labor, aren't convinced. Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman, Christina Keneally, is demanding answers.
The Australian people have a right to know what this secret deal is. What is the secret deal? A deal between the Morrison Order. Government and Senator Lambie to drive a stake through the heart of Medivac, and they're keeping it secret from this Parliament and from the Australian public. Without the full details of this secret deal, how on earth can senators cast a vote?
The government was able to shut down Senate debate once they knew they could rely on Ms. Lambie's vote. The opposition's Penny Wong is accusing the government of secrecy.
At the moment we have cabinet ministers in here like lemmings coming in here to vote for a bill on a deal you haven't seen. On a deal you haven't seen. That's how cabinet government works in this country. Members of the Cabinet of Australia are coming in to vote on a deal that's been done with Senator Jackie Lambie.
About 180 people have been transferred from Manus Island and Nauru since March. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has always opposed the laws and stating they undermine the nation's border security.
We've always understood that that type of loophole doesn't strengthen our borders, it only weakens them. And so we stood up to that. A year ago. And a year ago we were defeated in the Parliament, but we stood firm. And we stood firm and we went to an election and we said, support the coalition and we'll repeal those laws. And so today we fulfilled that promise.
The Prime Minister also wouldn't clarify whether New Zealand's long-standing offer to resettle 150 refugees was part of Senator Lambie's condition. More than 530 people remain in offshore detention in Manus Island and Nauru. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.